So halachot of achsana is as follows. When it comes to having guests during Chanukah, it all depends whether you're sleeping in your own house and just eating, let's say tonight, Leil Shabbat, you would eat in somebody else's house. What is the procedure when it comes to the din achsanai? So anytime that you are part of the household, by Sefaradim, is ner ish ubeito, one candelabra for the entire family. That I mentioned before. So none of the other members of the family would be allowed to light, afilu if you are going to be someplace else. When it comes to Nerot Shel Chanukah, even if you are going to be, let's say, in another location, is Ner Ish Ubeito. Exception we're going to see, Bnei Yeshiva, who are in Eretz Israel. But other than that, when you are part of the family, then automatically Ner Ish Ubeito, husband and wife is one. Anyway, the kids are also going to be considered to be part of the family. They don't need to light separate Nerot Shel Chanukah. So that's given and granted. What about once a person is going to be eating tonight in somebody else's house? The halacha is as follows. If you're going to just eat and then come back home to sleep in your own house, so therefore the ikar is going to be based on where you're going to be sleeping, your own house. So Nerot Shel Shabbat, you have to light in your own house. Nerot Shel Chanukah, also in your own house. However, separate locations. Nerot Shel Shabbat is supposed to be lechatchila in the dining room, not in the kitchen, not any other place. Lechatchila, it has to be in a location where you're eating. And it's not supposed to be on the table. It's supposed to be, let's say, on a cabinet, on a shelf, that is going to illuminate your table, your shulchan. So, and then, I'm not eating tonight here, let's say. So the halacha is that it has to be there when you come back. If you know, let's say Shabbat starts by 4:12 candlelighting, 4:30 sunset. So let's say you're going to be going to the person's house. By the time you come back, it's going to be 11 o'clock. But for 7 hours, close to 7 hours, which candles are going to be still lit? So the halacha is if you could do at least two of them, let's say by Shem and Zayit, that would be always preferred. Every Shabbat, lechatchila, there is such a thing. Instead of using wax candle, you should really use Shemen Zayit, olive oil. So if that would be the case, then you have such a scenario that the cups that contain the olive oil could contain for 7 hours, that would be the best of the best. If you don't have, then what you do, you say, La'alich ner shel Shabbat on candles or, olive oil, and you should also turn on an incandescent light that is going to last till 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. You could put it on a timer till 1 a.m. And then you eat next to it. You use it somehow. You learn next to this bulb. And Shalom al Israel, you're good when it comes to Nerot Shel Shabbat. What about Nerot Shel Chanukah? Nerot Shel Chanukah, since you are not home, and the whole idea is going to be Pirsum Anes, so as long as it's located in a location that people from outside are going to be able to notice it, they're going to be able to see it, that's also you're good to go. So then, as long as the people from outside are going to be able to see it, by the time you come back, it's going to be off, you are Yotze anyway, Nerot Shel Chanukah. If, however, you're going to be sleeping in somebody else's house also, so I feel when it comes to a son who is married, and he's going to be eating and sleeping in his father's house, or in the house of his father-in-law, so the father-in-law lights, and the mother-in-law lights. Mother-in-law lights the Nerot Shel Shabbat, by us Sefaradim, you cannot light unless they give you a separate bedroom. Then your wife could light, and it is preferred for her to light if there is no fire hazard in the bedroom. Nerot Shel Shabbat. And as long as it's still lit, by the time you want to go to sleep, you're going to be able to find, let's say, the item of clothing that the person needs to sleep with. So that's also, you used it for some kind of a purpose, so you're good to go, and you make a beracha for Nerot Shel Shabbat only if they give you a separate bedroom. In the same location in the dining room, if two people light with a beracha, the second one is making a beracha levatala, because for tosefet or for additional light, you are not allowed to make a beracha. So that's also given, that is given by Sefaradim, this day. The halacha, the second or the third person that makes a beracha, would constitute beracha lebatala. Only one person in a location can make. If they gave you, again, separate bedroom, you could light with the beracha, nerot shel Shabbat, in the bedroom. What about nerot shel Chanukah? Nothing doing. Ner ish ubeito. If you are by your host, you're sleeping by your host. It could be your cousin, it could be your father or father-in-law. One candelabra per entire family, whoever is in the house. Once you are a guest, you are automatically going to be exempt. If you light, even if it is your father, as long as you light with the beracha, it's going to be beracha lebatala nerot shel Chanukah. Nothing doing. Only one person for an entire house. So once you are a guest, you don't light nerot shel Chanukah over here. If you do light, don't say a beracha. If you do say a beracha, it's going to be beracha lebatala. So this is as long as you're sleeping. Motzai Shabbat, that you're planning to go home, then you're supposed to say Havdalah, as we know. Motzai Shabbat in the synagogue, first is Nerot Shel Chanukah, then Havdalah. At home, first Havdalah, then Nerot Shel Chanukah. So by your father-in-law or father, that's the procedure. By you, you are supposed to leave as soon as you can. Motzai Shabbat, since you're going to be sleeping in your own house, you are only going to be Yotze in your own house. So that is the criteria when it comes to Motzai Shabbat. And Friday night, that you're sleeping here by your father or father-in-law, do you have to give peruta or not? Answer is, all the food that they are giving you, are you paying for it? No. So for lodging, are you paying for? No. So you really, if it's a close relative, you don't have to even be makne, be, you know, acquire the oil. You don't have to be sharing by paying a monetary payment to your father or father-in-law. But if it is a far distance relative, it's better to give something to be able to be participant and to be partners in the oil. However, even if that's the case, the individual, the host, could be makne, could say, could declare that I'm going to give you a share in my oil, and then that's also done 100%.